Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One of the areas that you address and spend a lot of time in is the area of social wellness. And I was thinking, you know, we tend to become pretty isolated in today's society. So how do we break out and maybe connect up and really see some changes take place there?
Yeah. You know, in Genesis 1, it says it's not good for man to be alone. We always interpret that in terms of marriage, but it doesn't necessarily say that. It says we're not designed to be alone. We're social people. So we do need to have very intentional times with people. We need superficial relationships where we know people's names and get to say, hi, how are you? But we really need deep relationships with other people. I mean, we've just moved here, so I haven't been able to do it yet, but I'm on the out looking for about four men that I can get together once a week and just get to know them well and kind of do life together, challenge each other and build each other up. So we need that kind of relationship too.
You know, maybe just say a word about that, because as you relocated, that's not uncommon for someone who's at retirement age. I mean, maybe, you know, going south and, you know, or maybe finding a family member that they're by. But how do we build the relationship maybe beyond this family, or if we're in a new location? It's kind of hard sometimes to break into some of the old cliques, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, I think as Christians we have a wonderful advantage because we have the body of Christ to bridge us into groups. I know we moved to New Haven in September, and by the middle of October we had joined a small group from church, and boy, those are our best friends at this point. We just look forward to Wednesday nights when we can get together with that group and study the Word and pray together and share our needs and our hearts. It is just such a blessing.
One of the key chapters in your book is on spiritual wellness. Let's say a word about that, because, you know, finishing well is something that we all want to pursue, but it doesn't always happen for many. I mean, I think you make the comment about, you know, the hardest part of the race is toward the finish line. I think, well, it doesn't mean it's going to get any easier necessarily as we get older.
Right. And spiritual wellness, first of all, I've seen a lot of believers go through the end of life, and I have seen so much growth in their spiritual lives as the end of life comes that I think we need to recognize these could be very, very rich years, and we really need to take advantage of them.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.